Well, our next story is a reminder to pay attention to what's stashed away in your attic. There just might be a priceless Civil War relic up there. Here now's Alex Ashlock has this report.
Come on, 54!
Colonel Robert Gold Shaw was the commanding officer of the Massachusetts 54th, the first all-black regiment to fight for the Union at a crucial point in the Civil War. The story is told in the 1989 film Glory, Shaw played by Matthew Broderick. He led a futile charge against Confederate troops at Fort Wagner in South Carolina.
By the time they get close to the fort, ground conditions have made it so that they're almost in a V, and he and the color guard are at the forefront, which is how they made it up the ramparts to the parapet first.
That's Ann Bentley, curator at the Massachusetts Historical Society, describing the battle on July 18th, 1863.
Right after saying Massachusetts 54th, forward, 54th forward, he drops.
Shaw was killed, but his men fought on. Ultimately, the Confederates held the fort. But the bravery displayed by the black soldiers that day would change the course of the war. Again, Ann Bentley.
This regiment served with distinction for the rest of the war.
When Shaw was killed, he was carrying a sword that had been specially made for him in England by the Henry Wilkinson Company.
That was the Rolls-Royce of swords at the time, and it was a very, very expensive and very valuable gift. And anyone who depended on a sword in war wanted a Wilkinson sword, so it was a generous gift from his uncle.
After Shaw's death, the sword was taken from his body by Confederate troops, who probably sold it to an officer. As the war was dragging to an end in early 1865, Bentley says Union General Charles Jackson Payne and his African-American soldiers were camped near Goldsboro, North Carolina.
Somebody came out of the house and asked if any of the black soldiers had been part of Shaw's regiment, because Shaw's sword was in a house in the neighborhood.
So General Payne sent some of his men to retrieve it. Eventually, the sword was returned to the Shaw family in Boston and given to his sister, Susanna. She passed it down through the generations.
It was given to my father years ago, I think when he was a child, by his great-grandmother, Susanna Shaw Minturn.
That's Mary Minturn Wood, who lives north of Boston.
My family never spoke about it. I never knew anything about it.
Until a few years ago, when they were cleaning out her parents' home before they sold it, when they found several swords, including one that stood out right away.
So we looked at it a little bit more closely and discovered that it was very nicely engraved with the American flag and other engravings. And on the other side, it had the initials RGS. And that's when we knew, uh-oh, this is a special sword.
But what to do with it?
This sword did not go into the tag sale.
This sparked a family debate.
Well, first of all, my daughter said it should be kept in the family. And I said, what part of the family? We're just a small section. It should actually be shared with the world. It should be on display, and the right thing to do is to donate it. So that's what we did.
And now it's on display at the Massachusetts Historical Society in Boston, where curator Ann Bentley showed it to me the other day.
Right there it says Henry Wilkinson, Pall Mall, London, the maker's mark. And you can see there's the American flag that's been etched into the blade. And then on the other side, very, very small, can you see the RGS where my thumb is?
Yeah.
So it is rusty. It's been in an attic for a generation.
As she holds Shaw's sword, Bentley says it represents much more than a weapon of war.
For me, it's more the symbol that the sword is rather than the object itself, because it represents not just Robert Gould Shaw, but it represents the aspirations, the dreams, the hopes, and the sacrifices of all the men in the regiment.
Of the original 1,000 black men in the 54th, only around 600 returned to Boston in September of 1865. President Abraham Lincoln credited them and the other African Americans who fought for the Union with helping to win the Civil War. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.